The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Issue June 24th, 2020. Re Michael T. Flynn, petitioner on emergency petition for a writ of mandamus from the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Order. Upon consideration of the emergency petition for a writ of mandamus, the responses thereto and the reply, the briefs of amici curiae in support of the parties, and the argument by the counsel, it is ordered that Flynn's petition for a writ of mandamus be granted. General Flynn, welcome to America First. Are you on the line?
I sure am, Sebastian. Yeah, thanks for having me, and I really appreciate the support from you and your listeners during this almost four years of going through this. And I'll have a lot more to say later on, but that was a very powerful motion that the appeals court had, and rightly so. They're basically following the law, and I think it renews, in some respects, a sense of confidence in the justice system of America today. So it's really, really great news for our family and great news for American justice.
Well, we are very grateful that you've joined us on this amazing day. We are not going to do anything to jeopardize the end of your case, and that being happening imminently. We are just grateful that Sidney Powell has done that incredible work as your new counsel. And you wrote an amazing piece. It has nothing to do with the case that is before the court last week about faith, about the role of faith in your life. We have been so impressed. Full disclosure, General Mike Flynn was my superior in the presidential transition team, my colleague in the White House, and I consider him to be a friend. Irrespective of the case, we're not going to talk about that. We need Judge Sullivan to end this. I'd like to hear from you. Just a message to all those Americans out there who in the last 3.5 years, as you were experiencing this Dantean inferno, this Damocles sword above your neck, who may have begun to lose faith in our nation and in justice, what is your message to those Americans today after this momentous statement from the District Columbia Court of Appeals?
Yeah, I think the number one message, Sebastian, is really, and there's three points to it. It's faith in God, faith in the family that I have, and the family that we have as a collective body of men and women that are American citizens that struggle every day to breathe the fresh air of liberty, and then faith in our friendships that we have developed throughout this crucible of a period of time that our country has gone through. So faith, family, and friendships are really the components of all of us that we have to have to be able to survive these really difficult times that we all go through. I mean, what we went through, what my family has gone through, no American should go through again. No American family should have to be put through this. But at the same time, it really does bring out the best in the people that have to go through it, and it brings out the best in the American people. And I really, really am happy for America because the justice system prevailed in the decision today, and that's good for all of us. And it hopefully will renew some sense of confidence in the American public that are paying close attention to what's going on in our elections. And this is really another one of those marks in our history where you can truly say that voting matters and elections count, that you have to get out there and you have to get into the fight every day.
Every single American counts. I've used frequently the phrase I learned from you during the 2016 campaign, that what happened on November the 8th, 2017, was a peaceful political revolution. Everything changed that day. You served this nation for more than three decades in uniform, rising to Director of Defense Intelligence, then the National Security Advisor. You revolutionized the way we do intelligence in the battlefield when you were in charge of intelligence in Afghanistan. Your family has had to put up with long tours, combat tours. Mm-hmm. Could you share with us what it was like for your family the last 3.5 years, the vicissitudes, the hardships of what you experienced, and how they coped with it all?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, number one, a lot of people probably don't know, but my wife and I have been together for, heck, since we were 13 years old. So it's been decades that we have had a great, strong relationship, and, you know, we're best friends and all that sort of stuff. But I would just offer that, you know, nearly 5 years in combat, you know, against various foreign enemies, never in my wildest, you know, imagination did I ever think that I'd be facing a domestic enemy like I've faced in the last, you know, nearly 4 years. So, but like I said, the end result is that the justice prevailed. The system finally discovered the truth as it, you know, does when it needs to at times, and it took time, but it prevailed. And I think it should renew a lot of the faith that the American public have, at least that it can come up with the right decisions when it needs to.
You were only one victim. You were the most important victim, as far as I'm concerned. You are the one that could have done the greatest damage to the deep state, the anti-democratic forces still in government, had you stayed on as National Security Advisor. With this incredible decision today, and we only have a couple of minutes left with General Mike Flynn, former Director of Defense Intelligence and also National Security Advisor. Follow him at Gen Flynn right now. Check out his book, Field of Fight. Does this decision today, does this also give you a sense that the other people who are owed justice and the other things that have to be uncovered will be uncovered, General Flynn?
Well, what I believe is happening is there is a, or has been and has been demonstrated to be a real sense of discovering just what happened prior to the election, after the election, you know, during the transition, as you mentioned, and then also into the administration, the current administration itself. So I'll leave that for the you know, the legal wizards of the Department of Justice, led by Attorney General Barr. But I would just say that if mine is an example of shining a very bright spotlight on the truth, which is what it has done, then I feel optimistic that there will be other things that do emerge from this, where people in this country feel, even, you know, that it should be a point of pride. The rule of law in our country, Sebastian, should be a point of pride for our country, because unlike any other country in the world, that's the one thing that sets us apart, is that we have something called the rule of law, which has been at risk. But I think under this attorney general and the kinds of decisions that at least have affected my life and what we just watched an appeals court do today, I think it should give us all a sense of confidence that the justice system is returned.
In this age right now, we have 1 minute left with you, General. In this age where we see statues being torn down, we see people being abused, spat at, shot at in so-called autonomous zones, how important is the issue of courage amongst average Americans, General Flynn? Not war heroes, but just average Americans.
Right. I think average Americans need to understand that if they want to continue to breathe a fresh air of liberty, that they have to find within them resolution, a sense of courage in their own way to stand up. And I do believe that, as I just mentioned about rule of law, that the front line of defense on the streets of America are the men and women who serve in blue. and who serve in our law enforcement, those law enforcement professionals, the, you know, from the cops to the commissioners around the country, those are the ones that we have to stand alongside with and cheer them on in their jobs, because they're the ones that show up in the dark of the night in our neighborhood with no fanfare, yeah, and they protect us.
They're on the wall just like you've been for us. God bless you. God bless Lori, Sydney, your whole team. We are praying for you. Justice is being done. He's General Mike Flynn, and this is a great day for America. God bless you, Mike. God bless you, General.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
This is Owen Strand for townhall.com. It was heartwarming to see many of the planet's toughest and best athletes telling their children on social media how much they love them. In short videos, fathers played games with their kids, bear hugged them, and told them jokes, all in a tribute to dads on Father's Day. In a society that does little to encourage fathers, the NBA's efforts did not go unnoticed. Families are the essential building block of society, and fathers are the essential building block of the family. A home led by a father, especially a father with a spiritual focus and strong character, places flourishing within reach. Gender-neutral children do not need gender-neutral parents. Boys and girls need fathers and mothers bound by lifelong commitment. This isn't a prejudicial belief. Downplaying fatherhood sets us all up for disaster. Social media support is great, but we need more. We need a society that celebrates, honors, and ennobles fathers. I'm Owen Strand.
Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting for those whose liberty is being violated.